Good morning. You're with Josh and JoJo on Life Songs, and we're excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, another J-O name, Josh Wilson. Hey, Josh.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Well, your new album, That Was Then, This Is Now, just came out. So tell us a bit about the new record. What inspired you the most when writing these songs?
The title track, That Was Then, This Is Now, is based off of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a song about who we were before Jesus and who we are once we confess those sins and once we place our faith in Jesus. It's a song about letting go of our old selves. The song says, go ahead, put your past in the past, box it up like an old photograph. You don't have to go back because that was then and this is now. And so that theme sort of plays out over the course of the record. There's another song called No More. Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And so the whole album is just a celebration of who we are. We're not perfect. In a sense, it's a before and between picture, and the after comes later. I once heard someone say that, which makes a lot of sense. But it is a celebration of the fact that we don't have to carry around our past. It's truly been forgiven.
Celebration seems to be a big part of your life right now with the new album and something to celebrate this fall, right?
Yes, we have two big releases this year, the album and a new human. My wife and I are having our first baby, and we're excited and scared and nervous and so overjoyed, all of those emotions that come with the first-time parents. So we're really looking forward to that.
It's going to be such a great time in your life.
That's what everybody says, and that's...
It's also terrifying, but yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody says kind of buckle up and hold on for those first few weeks and months, mm-hmm. and then once you get through that, it kind of, life starts to make sense again.
Absolutely.
So we're sort of gearing up for that first season, but man, we're so excited. We love kids, we love babies, so can't imagine what it's going to be like to have our own.
Awesome. It's going to be awesome.
You'll like it. Now, you're very, very talented when it comes to playing instruments. You played a ton of different instruments on your Christmas record. And what's your go-to instrument for songwriting?
Either guitar or piano. Piano was my first instrument, and then I picked up drums and guitar after that. I play mostly guitar on stage, mm-hmm. but sometimes I like to mix it up and sit down at a keyboard just because different things inevitably come out of a different instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say guitar and piano are definitely my go-tos for songwriting.
This is about a year or two ago. I saw you open up, I think it was for a Third Day show, and it was just you and your guitar, and you did some loop stuff and did a version of Amazing Grace that had everyone like just crying and worshiping. It was pretty awesome. So you're very, like, when it comes to just picking up the guitar, you got some skills, man.
Well, thanks. You're very kind. The looping thing is something I've done for my entire music career, because when I got started, you know, it'd just be me in a coffee shop. And essentially the way it works is you step on it, starts recording what you're playing, mm-hmm. and then you step on it again, and it begins to play it back, and you can add layers. So when I couldn't afford to take a band with me, that was sort of my way of creating an entire arrangement all with just one guitar. And I still do that. Like you said, I still do that at all my shows. I do have a band, but we all sort of do that together. We record there on stage and build tracks as we go. So that's something I've always enjoyed. It's a fun way to just sit around in my house and I actually do a bit of songwriting on the loop pedal as well. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, a couple of years ago, you released a Christmas album, which was one of the very best Christmas albums we've ever heard. And we were wondering if you're going to expand your holiday record collection and maybe sing a version of Let It Go in there somewhere.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you know, that was actually a dare. So for those of you listening, I was on tour with Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I have nieces, and so they're obviously obsessed with Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had recently seen the movie. My wife and I watched it and really enjoyed it. It's a fun movie. And, you know, every little girl knows every word to Let It
mm-hmm.
Go. Well, I was on the road. One of Steven's band members has daughters, and he said, we should play this. We should cover this song. And it turned into this big thing. It was just going to be a video. And then we decided to play it live that night. And we did. It was a one-time thing. And, of course, every little girl in the room was just belting it out. Then it got put on the internet, and now it's there forever. And, yes, there's a version of me singing Let It Go on YouTube.
It's on our website too. Like, we're sharing it everywhere.
Oh, perfect.
It's just so great.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate you promoting my primary reason to do music, Disney song covers. Oh, man.
Speaking of which.
To answer your question, no, I won't record that, but it is on YouTube. But yeah, actually, I am going to do a new Christmas record probably in the next year or two. And we're touring the Noel tour this Christmas, and I'm hoping we get down there. I'm sure we'll be somewhere near New Orleans. I've played the Christmas tour there before, so hopefully we'll get back down there.
Cool.
Awesome. When you hear your songs on the radio, like, what do you do? Like, what's your response? Do you just kind of turn it down? Do you crank it up? Do you sing along? Do you harmonize with yourself?
It's still so much fun for me to hear. I mean, I listen to Christian radio here in Nashville, and when my song comes on, it's not necessarily weird to hear a recording of myself, because that's what we do in the studio. You know, I'm hearing it back again and again and again. So I've heard it in the studio a lot. But what's really cool is, you know, when it's played on the radio, it sounds a little bit different, just because it goes through whatever station's compressors and then it's going over the airwaves. So it always sounds different. It's fun to hear that. And then what's always still to this point surreal is to hear folks like you guys who say, you know, that was Josh Wilson with whatever song. It's like, oh man, they just said my name on the radio. That's still, to this day, I mean, my first song was played on the radio in 2008, but to this day, still just surreal to hear my name. It's just an honor. It's a lot of fun. My mom always texts me every time I'm on the radio. Hey, I hear your song. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You texted me yesterday.
That's good. It means it's high rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's always encouraging.
So let's switch gears a bit. We're going to do the Life Songs lightning round. Are you ready for this?
I don't know, but let's go.
It's pretty simple. All we're going to do is we're going to give you a couple of rapid fire questions. It's just A or B, and you just tell us which one you pick, and we'll go super fast, and we'll see if you pass the test.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, here goes. Disney or Universal Studios?
Disney.
Sunscreen or giant floppy hat?
Hat.
Paperback or Kindle?
Kindle.
Glockenspiel or xylophone?
Xylophone.
Ice cream or New Orleans-style snowball?
Never had that. Can you explain what that is?
Okay,
it's like
snowball.
Shaved ice. Mm-hmm. You've ever had, like...
I would say both. Actually, just yesterday, we had shaved ice with ice cream.
Yum.
Okay. So combine the two. But okay. Beignet beats all of you.
Amen.
That is true. Okay, beach volleyball or frisbee?
Ooh, beach volleyball.
Build a sandcastle or dig a sand pit?
Castle.
All right, fishing or tubing?
Fishing. Way less injuries.
Lemonade or sweet tea?
Lemonade.
Full House or Boy Meets World?
Oh, man. Both.
You have to pick one.
I grew up on both. Okay. Full House.
All right. Fuller House or Girl Meets World?
Never seen either, and I don't know. I think we just need to leave the past in the past. Box it up like a photograph.
Nicely done. Hamburger or hot dog?
Hamburger all the way.
And finally, swimming pool or ocean?
I'm going to go with ocean.
All right.
I love the beach.
You did a great job.
How did I do? Did I pass?
You did well. I think you got probably awesome. A B+. Yeah.
A B+. I'll take that. As long as it's not failing.
Josh, thanks for hanging out with us for a little while. We're super excited about the new album. That Was Then, This Is Now. You can hear the song all the time on Life Songs. And what's coming up next for you besides, well, promoting the album and becoming a dad? I guess that's really everything for you.
Right.
Your life is about to change completely.
Yeah. I mean, just the album is a lot of prep. But obviously, yeah, this is it. We're having a kid. So excited. we're actually, I've got shows this next week and then the CD release shows after that. So we are in it. This is all happening.
Well, we'll wish you all the best.
Oh, well, thank you guys. I really appreciate it and hope to get down there before too long and get me a good shrimp po' boy and polish it off with a beignet.
Absolutely.
My treat, man. Can't wait to see you.
Awesome. Thank you guys.